Well, we are spending this week really celebrating Jim Thome going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And Jimmy, of course, has said it every time when you ask him. He wouldn't be going there if it wasn't for this man. And we go to our hotline now, and we welcome Charlie Manuel to the show. Charlie, thank you for your time today. First off, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing very good. Everything's real good. I get to see a lot of baseball games, minor league and amateur baseball. I'm up in Philadelphia quite a bit, and I definitely can stay busy.
That's good. Well, baseball, I mean, Charlie, you're a baseball lifer, and what you've given to the game, and you've helped so many players along the way. We are talking about Jimmy today. Charlie, you remember early when you first saw him. What was it? You two did create an incredible bond. What did you see in Jimmy early?
Well, you know what I saw? I saw a very young guy. You know, like he was like when I first met him, he just got through playing rookie ball, and I met him in spring training in Tucson the next year in the minor leagues. And you know, like he was very young, and he was a real young 18 or 19 year old kid, really. And but he had something that you know, like that you don't teach, and he had good strength. He was strong, and he was young. He was developing, and you know, like his strength and the fact that when he hit the baseball, you know, like it was a different sound, and it actually came off the bat hard.
You know, I heard, Charlie, that in his development days that you and him would work together for like 2 hours. This was even before BP. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, you know, like Jimmy. Sometime when I talked to him and everything, are we sitting around some people? You know, like I think he forgets, you know, like how much he actually practiced and hit and everything.
And of course, you were giving him your time, so there was a bond you had. You really liked him from the get go, didn't you?
I liked him from the get go. You know, like the more I think about it, you know what? Jimmy was a quick learner. I mean, he was very coachable. He would try anything that you'd ask of him. And he loved to hit, and he put all the time in. And actually, he set out to master his hitting.
Charlie, just following up on that, I know he talked about it on the day that he got the Hall of Fame call. I know you were talking with folks about him too, but so this is true. The scenario, though, that you were, is this true that you walked in, they were watching The Natural, and you looked up at the screen, the guys were, Jimmy was there with some other guys, they're watching the movie, and they see Roy Hobbs, and you looked and you said to Jimmy, hey, that's what you need to do, start pointing your bat that way. Is that right? Is that accurate?
That's exactly right. You know, like, I'll be glad to share that with you. Was in Scranton, was playing in Scranton, and it was a kind of early afternoon game, like, and I walked through the clubhouse, and actually when, you know, like once at a certain time, you know, I always had a rule, you know, like you cut the television off and things like that and get ready for the game. Well, The Natural was on, and you like, and our players were sitting in there and they were watching, and I told them to turn the TV off. And right before I did that, you know, like they kept saying, hey, Charlie, just let us watch it 5 or 10 more minutes or something. And, you know, like I was just standing there kind of watching it with them, and it showed Hobbs at the plate, you know, like pointing his bat. And, you know, like I've been trying to get a trigger for Jimmy, a little rhythm, balance and rhythm and kind of a trigger, you know, like a load. And I looked at him and I said, that's you. I said, that right there. I said, that'll definitely work on you. And I said, come on, let's go down in the cage. And actually we left, when I got dressed, we left and went right to the cage, right underneath the stands there. And, you know, like, and he started hitting that way. And in the game that day, he hit a home run in left center the first time up on a left-hand pitcher named Abbott. And then he hit another one off of Taylor to right field, you know, like standing, loading like that. And he's been doing that ever since.
Wow. Wow. And the rest is history. And here he is now in the Hall of Fame. Charlie, go ahead, Charlie. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But at first he didn't want to do that because, you know, like he thought that was showing a pitcher up and he thought, well, you know, like if I do that, you know, like they'll throw at me and things like that. But then, you know, like once he started doing it, he kind of got over that, and he did it his whole career.
And you were looking at it as just something kind of a, like you said, a trigger, kind of a timing thing, and also even to calm him down a little bit, right?
Exactly, right.
Charlie Manuel with us talking about Jim Thome. Hey, Charlie, a quick thought from you. You know, Tomey's part of that 95 Indians team. And I said, you know, you were the hitting coach. But we have a lineup where Jim Thome's hitting sixth and Manny Ramirez is hitting seventh. That's a heck of a lineup, isn't it?
Hey, I want to tell you something. That's a good lineup. You know, like, but that right there is what we strive for. I remember Mike Hargrove, you know, he was the manager, and he used to tell me all the time, he says, the only thing you think about is your hitting. And I said, well, I look at it, if we score more runs than the other team, we're going to win the game. And at the same time, I want every hitter we got to be the best in baseball. And he'll remember that if you ask him, because, you know, like I used to tell him that. But but getting back to it, too, you know, like in those days, we had a tremendous lineup. And, you know, like in that – and that's hard to find. I mean, nowadays there are some good lineups in the big leagues, but we had great balance. If you remember, probably at one time when we had Lofton, Viscal, and Robbie Alomar at the top of the lineup, and then we had all those other guys. Once you get to Bale and Thome, Eddie Murray, and them. You know, we had a big time lineup.
It really was. Yeah, it was amazing to think Thome and Ramirez were hitting six and seven. Charlie, while we have you now, Jim Thome going into the Hall. Well, what's kind of going through your mind now as we get close to that moment where he goes in with the greatest of all time, your guy that you've worked with and who loves you? What's kind of going through your mind as that day draws near?
You know, I get excited about it. You know, like when it was announced that he was going in the Hall of Fame, it took me a while to really calm down. You know, like I'm really excited about it, and you know, like to think that as good as I know Jimmy and all the years I was with him, you know, like and you know, like basically how Jimmy's life has developed, you know, like and he you know, like I think it's absolutely amazing, you know, like and I can't wait to get there, you know, like and see the ceremony, and you know, like, and be able to congratulate him, and you know, like, and that's about all really I can say about it.
It's going
to
be,
you know, actually, I don't need to really talk a whole lot about him because he's as good as, you know, like, he's one of the best baseball hitters that played the game.